Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, for you are mighty, Jesus. Mane ti are na na we ti ara na boshia na na boshia. Mane na na boshia are na 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 we na na we ti ara. Lord, we worship you, God. We worship you, God. We worship you. You've got time and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need men to be the God you are. Brado Shia de Boshia, for you.
My beloved sisters and brothers, family, friends, fellow men, this morning. Praise and worship is also a part of your spiritual armor. That's something that you're supposed to get up, wake up every morning with gratitude that you are 6 feet over and not under, that you're alive with another chance. And once you put that praise and worship armor on, it also strengthens and conditions our mindset. As praises go up, the blessings come down. Not just the financial blessings that make you want to shout and sing hallelujah, but breakthroughs, health, relationships, and finances. The reading for today is Genesis chapter 1 through 9. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And he called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. That was first Genesis from 1 through 10. And from there, tomorrow, we will continue Genesis, because we are going to read this entire Bible. Yes. Because we're going, this is the first thing we're going to eat every morning. And Lord, we just thank you for the ones that are listening in, covered with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, anoint their eyes to protect their eyes, their ears to protect their hearing, their mouth, dear Lord, to protect the words, that they shall only edify the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and anoint their feet to protect them wherever they go to or from. Give them traveling mercies on the way to work. Give them just the strength, just shaking them. Let them feel your presence this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all have a blessed day. And let's finish praising and worshiping. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Oh God, for you are mighty.